Oh, is this from the beginning?
Yeah.
It's the fresh monkey.
It's fresh.
Eek, eek, monkey.
Eek, eek.
Squeak.
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 Eek, eek, eek.
Squeak.
Eek.
I think my future self is talking about
and
me.
So began.
Down. The beginning.
My future self is
and
talking.
And so began the beginning. It all began on the beginning.
On that note, at that time. Remember.
Remember the memory.
Remember.
Prepare to prepare.
Prepare to remember.
Prepare to remember the memory.
Have I ever told you about my future self? Eh?
No.
My future self theories?
Oh, future self theories?
Yeah.
Maybe. Let's compare.
Okay, you first.
Me first?
Yeah. Okay, well. What do you remember about my future self?
Once upon a time... there was a physicist named Chris Tuttle.
An experimentalist. A saint.
Moving backwards with the tachyon. Eventually, he came to the beginning. Where it all began.
And that's when he prepared.
That's when it was all over. He prepared to prepare to prepare.
Yeah.
Here. This is what he was preparing this.
Open my candy bar. It's in here somewhere. Can't get this thing open. What's wrong?
So anyway, my theory is that there's, you know how there's virtual particles? Virtual particles.
Are they polymorphic?
They could be anything.
That's cool.
I was taught in college physics that right in front of us at this very moment in time, well, not this moment, but this moment. This moment. It's sort of hard to catch
the moment.
The moment
we were recording?
The moment that...
Or the record, the
right
moment
now.
We're listening.
Right now.
Right
yes,
now.
Right now. Too late.
So I could rewind it and it would be now?
Yes. Well, dude, I don't know
it
how
would
that
be now
went.
Whenever I rewound it to that
it's
point.
It's always now, right now. This now.
Cool.
The now that we're in. So that now could have, like, there could be a Volkswagen sitting right here.
Yeah.
But it's here so quickly and gone so quickly that...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a virtual particle.
Okay. Well,
but
the future self is a little different than a virtual particle.
Yes, but there's wormholes. If there can be virtual particles, there can be virtual wormholes, right? All it takes is particles to get together and tickle the space-time continuum.
Hey, don't particle
and
me.
And suddenly, I mean, it's just like the electrons going around the atom, and they can be anywhere at any moment.
And that's when we tickle it. When do we tickle the particle?
The particle.
Like it like that.
It's dark.
Like it like that.
So, anyway, since there can be a wormhole right here, right now, we can transfer. Maybe some sort of information could go through it. There's no proof one way or the other on that. So, if information can flow through it, though, you could communicate to your future self. That's my theory. What's yours?
Oh. So your future self, how is it that we have memories? And, you know, they say that memories, in order for us to catch memories, our mind needs to be able to span time. So for me to have a memory of something that I do, right now happening because of something I thought of in the future?
That's very narcissistic.
Time is very self-centered. That is correct.
Of course, at some level of metaphysics, it's not narcissistic, so that was really mean of me to say.
Was that your future self saying that?
Yes, I think you could. Please continue.
So, it all comes down to perspective. If I can remember something I did a moment ago, is it possible that I can remember something I'm going to do a moment from now?
Yes.
And is that moment from now and me, my higher self, my future self?
Not necessarily one and the same.
When you have a gut instinct, is that your future self punching yourself in the gut?
You're so nice to your past self. I don't know, do you remember doing this at all to your past self? Because if it is your future self doing anything to you, then you should by now have experienced you doing whatever it is to your past self. Right? So, have you punched your past self in the gut lately? Punch yourself in the gut lately.
Well, actually, see, it's your future self that ends up understanding more about what's happened, such that it changes the past.
How did it do that?
Because it was experienced. Experienced it in the past, but if you understand it better in the future, that has an instant causal effect to have the past change to fit the now.